Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they moved into their dream home and then they soon discovered that they weren't alone, but the ghost ended up kind of being, well, part of the family.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802, the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Just go there and you get signed up to get all the extras. It's an actual separate channel than this one where we post all of that. So once you sign up, make sure you sub over there so you can hear all of that stuff ad-free. There's also patreon.com/realghoststories and, of course, Ghost Podcast as well to get on all of the extras. Tony and Todd with you on this edition of the program. What's going on?
I'm just, you know, getting ready for Halloween. We're just a couple of weeks away, and I finally got all my outdoor stuff up. I got some spotlights I've got to put up yet.
So. I got a lot of stuff up now. I was procrastinating on the lights. I finally got that done, and now I'm like done. I feel like, I hope, I think.
The inside of your house was very, very inspirational. Let me just say that.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I could be an inspiration this year.
Listen, anybody that's got a like an entryway and there's like eight skeletons in some way, shape, or form, that is something to kind of aspire to be.
There is, and there's like like little girl, like creepy, like dolls that move and talk and... Yeah, and there's a Grim Reaper above that holds this. It's creepy. It's great. I've never done this much decorating inside of my home for Halloween, but I really like it because you see it more. It's not just in the front yard for everybody else. It really kind of creates a cool, and I'm going to do more of it like that. It's been fun. And it's just silly because as quick as you put it up, I'm looking here at the calendar and it's 10, as of this recording is 10-9. This will be airing a little bit further into the month. Just as quick as that happens, it's like, well, time to take it down because it's going to be, we should start doing these things in like July. We should officially start putting up Halloween decorations in July to really, truly enjoy every moment of it. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Hey, guys. My story begins in 2013. Me and my parents and my older brother, who's 5 years older than me, so he was rarely home, so he doesn't really count towards the story. We moved into a new home. At this point, the home it's been built in the mid-90s, so it wasn't old, didn't have any history like that. It did sit vacant for quite a few years, and then the family that we bought it from had only lived there for about a month before the dad got stationed somewhere else. It was my parents' dream house. You know, it was super great. I was the only one that lived upstairs, and it's kind of a balcony setting where up above the kitchen, where the upstairs is, you can look down over a railing down to kind of the dining room area, and then a hallway goes down to the three bedrooms that are upstairs. And so since my brother was never home, I was alone upstairs. Pretty quick after we moved there, right in front of my door in the hallway was a creek, and it was my little white dog. We had three dogs at the time, two bigger herd type dogs, like Blue Heeler, Border Collies, and then one little poodle mix. The poodle mix wouldn't creak with her, but everything else walking down the hallway, we would get a big creak, and I could hear it in my bedroom. I would hear it night a lot. I mean, it didn't have to be night. It was just anytime I was in the house. It would sound like my mom was coming down the hallway, or maybe the dogs were coming to visit. And it started with just that. And I would kind of open my door, like, because I'd hear the creak and think, oh, someone's about to come in, and they wouldn't. So then I would open the door thinking the dog was there, and they weren't. And I kind of wrote it off, like, thinking maybe it was the dogs. Well, my mom works from home. And, well, both my parents do, but my mom works from home directly underneath the bedrooms, and she's a psychologist. She would also hear that, and she at first chalked it up to thinking it was me or, again, the dogs. Well, we quickly realized after collaborating stories that it wasn't us, wasn't the dogs. So my mom's like, I wonder if there's something here. And I never felt threatened by it. But as soon as we kind of acknowledged him, and I call it a him, I got a strong feeling that it was a guy. I started calling him Earl. Well, I think as soon as we acknowledged Mr. Earl, he got even more active. And he was never threatening. I never felt scared of him. But my mom would hear him walking hard a lot. Like, I'd be at school and she'd be hearing someone walk. And even her, you know, clients at the time would be like, oh, is your daughter home? And mom would be like, oh, must be, you know, and no, not home. And all the dogs are with her in the office with the clients. And so couldn't possibly be anybody. And, you know, or my dad would be gone. It got to a point where me and my, my herd dog, Grizzy, she would be on the bed with me in my bedroom. And my door, I would hear somebody walking down. It would be Earl, you know, and my door would kind of slowly creak open. And my TV was across my bedroom from my door. And I'd be watching TV and Grizzy, my door would kind of creak open and she'd pop up and look at the door and follow something through my bedroom. And then every so often my TV would just shut off and then my door would just slam. And what would get us was the fact that the dogs saw him and noticed him too. We'd be all sitting downstairs and we'd hear the creaking and all the dogs would be with us and they'd kind of perk up and kind of look up towards the ceiling, towards the upstairs too. But it was funny because my dad, he kind of got angry with us. And he was like, there is not anything in this house. He's like, I work upstairs all the time. I don't hear nothing. And he's like, no, there's not. Well, at that time, we heard a crash from his office upstairs. And it sounded like an entire filing cabinet got knocked over. I mean, it was a huge thing. It was scary. And my dad took off upstairs thinking that something malfunctioned with, you know, the frame of the house and like something fell in or whatever. And he gets up there. There's not a thing. We all show up there or we all follow him up to the office and there's not anything out of place. There's not a window open. There's not a paper blown, nothing. And my mom just started laughing and she's like, well, Earl wanted you to know that he is indeed here. And my dad was like, well, shit, I guess he is. And he started talking about Earl too. And we'd be eating dinner all together and we'd hear Earl walk in. My dad'd be like, God damn it, Earl. Like, dude, just settle down. Like, you don't need to be walking all over. Well, one night I was having a sleepover with my friend and my mom had come upstairs and they slept downstairs. They really didn't know. As long as we didn't walk in the creaky hallway, they had no idea if we were up or not. My mom said, okay, you're going to go to bed at midnight. You know, we're like, all right. So we're laughing and giggling and watching movies and stuff and thinking that we're all cool because we're not going to go to bed at midnight. It was like right dead of midnight. We had heard Earl walking and stuff. And at that point, my friend, you know, she didn't really love the idea, but she too was just like, okay, it's Earl. Right at midnight, everything in my bedroom just shut off, pitch black. And even my dog, she was up on the floor. She jumped immediately up onto the bed with us. And it was like, oh my gosh. And my friend would like click my lamp back on. And I mean, everything, like we could get it to turn back on. But I like clicked my lamp on. She's like, I think we should go to bed now. I was like, yeah, I think we should. But this carried on for years. I mean, Earl would walk in. I had a doggy doorbell. It was like, they were big in, you know, the early 2000s, but it was like an animal shaped speaker. One of Earl's favorite things to do would be walk down the hallway, ring my doorbell. No one would be there. Or he would beat my mom to it too. That was one of his favorite things. She loved to come and she, you know, cause it made me feel all adult to have a doorbell to my bedroom. And she'd walk over to my door and go to ring it. And before she could even touch it, it would go off and it would start barking and it would do its little bark, 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 bark. I moved out about 19. He was still there for a while. I eventually went to a angel reader, kind of a medium angel reader lady. And she picked up on Earl and she said, you have a presence that likes to be with you. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he's been with me. He didn't move out with me or anything, but he still stayed at my parents' house and stuff. And I was like, I called him Earl. She's like, yeah, he kind of liked that, you know? And she's like, well, I'll let him know that he can move on. And he kind of just is attached to you. And after that, the activity was far and few between. And it's honestly been, I mean, I'm now 30. And so it's probably been like 8 years since even my mom has heard much going on in the house or something. And so it seems that he would come back and forth and now he's just gone. So, I mean, he was pretty special and loved to turn my TV off. And I think he thought that was pretty hilarious. So But anyways, I hope you guys can use this story. And I absolutely love your guys' show. And it's great for people like me who, you know, most people would think we're just weirdos. But no, this shit happens to us, and it has happened. And I quite honestly, and how weird as it sounds, I kind of miss Earl and wish my kids had that kind of fun experience like I did. But I guess careful what you wish for, right? But yeah, thank you guys, and I look forward to hopefully hearing this. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts?
Great story. I love it when people have experiences and they don't necessarily get all wigged out and freaked out, because a lot of times it's not a scary situation. It's just something else kind of living its life with you. And I, you know, I hope if I ever haunt, I hope they pick a better name than Earl for me. Like, I hope it's something kind of creative.
Cletus. It'll be Cletus is what they're going to pick.
Yes. Yeah, please not Cletus.
Even better. Cletus, Earl, something like that. Thanks for sharing that story. It was a good one. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to do it, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to all of our bonus features, advanced episodes, the archive. It's all there. Our exclusive channel for you on Apple Podcasts. You can go there. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.